Next up in our election coverage, the battle to represent California's 10th congressional district, which covers Modesto and its surroundings. This is another district whose voters broke for Hillary Clinton on the 2016 ballot, but also sent Congress a Republican, in this case, Jeff Denham. That has made it another prime target for Democrats' efforts to flip Congress. Polls indicate it's a tight race, and fundraising figures show neither party is taking the outcome for granted. Now, Representative Denham's staff declined our invitation to put him on for either a debate or an interview, so this will be a one-on-one with the person who hopes to unseat him, venture capitalist turned congressional aspirant Josh Harder. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Brian.
So clearly, in the district that you're competing for, there are enough Democrat-leaning voters to send you to Congress. What is your plan to actually get them out for Election Day?
We have to make sure people understand what's at stake in this election. I think people vote when they think their vote matters, and it matters an awful deal in this upcoming election. By far, the biggest issue is healthcare. 50% of my district is on Medicaid, and that means 100,000 people in my community would have been kicked off of insurance because of the repeal of the Affordable Care Act. And that's why I decided to run. A year and a half ago, my younger brother David is one of those 100,000 people, was born 10 weeks premature. And when I saw that because of my congressman's vote, May 4th, 2017, that my brother would not have insurance until he's 65 and on Medicare, I decided I had to jump on in and see what I could do to fix it. And I think every individual understanding that what's at stake is going to get people motivated and out to the polls here over the next 8 days.
Where do you land on the single payer question?
I think we need to make sure that we have a healthcare system where every American has access to affordable care. I support Medicare for All because I think across the fractured healthcare system, the part of our healthcare system that already offers the best coverage at the lowest cost is Medicare. And that's something that we should be putting more people onto as much as we can.
I'd like to ask you to go into details on that because I think the boundaries of what Medicare for All means have gotten a little bit fuzzy as it's gotten more popular as a concept. So do you mean one healthcare system transitioning everybody off their private plans? Do you mean a buy-in, a public option? What are you talking about?
Yeah, I think there's a range of options. I think the reality is we should start by looking at what's happened to our healthcare system over the last 2 years. A family of four in Stanislaus County, my district, is going to be paying $3,200 a year more in healthcare costs on Covered California next year because of Republican sabotage of the healthcare markets. I don't think there's a lot of families of four in my community that can afford $3,200 more in healthcare premiums. And that's happening because of all the sabotage, the repeal of the individual mandate, the introduction of short-term plans that are really hurting people. And so when I look at that, I say, look, we need an alternative. I don't have any illusions about pushing Medicare for All as long as Donald Trump is president. I think it's probably a long-term aspiration, but I think we should be making very clear that what's happened to healthcare over the last 2 years is unacceptable, and we need to make sure that we're ensuring every person has access to affordable care.
Josh Harder, I want to run you through a few other issue quizzes. Obviously, water, very loaded issue in your district. You've talked about creating a sustainable water plan for the Central Valley. What exactly does that entail?
Yeah, well, there's two risks for water. I guess, first of all, my family's been involved in farming for mom. My great-grandfather started a peach farm here in 1850, and he started it here because there was water. And if we're going to ensure that the Central Valley continues to be the fruit and nut basket of the world and doesn't turn into a dust bowl, we need both Republicans and Democrats to continue to work together on this. The two challenges are real. One challenge is the political challenge. We see the Delta Tunnels, which is a plan to ship water from Northern California down to Southern California, about 8,000 cubic feet of water every single second. It's a plan that I think would be devastating to this region, but it's also a plan that my opponent voted to fast track after taking thousands of dollars of campaign contributions from farmers down in Southern California who would profit immensely if those tunnels got built. And so I think we need a political advocate who's going to fight for our fair share in Northern California and not ship our water down south. But then second, we're going through a lot of environmental issues. We went through a 7-year drought in California. It wasn't caused by politicians in Sacramento or Washington. It was caused by climate change. And I'm running against an incumbent who denies the science of climate change, denies that there's even man-made climate change existing, which is a little shocking after the year that we've had in California. And so I think the only way that we're actually moving forward on a sustainable water future in the Valley, investing in water storage projects, investing in projects that are going to fix our groundwater depletion issues, is if we have somebody in Congress who is even realizing the problem that we're in, let alone trying to do something to mitigate the challenges that farmers here are seeing every single day.
The growers in your area heavily reliant on migrant labor. Where do you land on immigration?
I think we need comprehensive immigration reform. This is a district where the economic and social fabric of our community is based on immigration. There's a woman on my team who's working two part-time jobs. She's a student at Modesto Junior College, where I teach business. She wants to grow up, be a pharmacist, live the American dream, work hard and get ahead. But her parents carried her over the border when she was 3 months old. Her DACA protection from deportation expired last year. Any day of the week, she could get a knock on her door telling her she's no longer welcome in our community. And in a district like this one, where we have more dreamers, more kids like that than almost any other congressional district in the nation, we have a member of Congress who has consistently opposed pushing forward a vote on a Clean Dream Act to protect these kids.
We have spoken to Representative Denham about that in the past, and he's something of an outlier within the Republican caucus in that he does want to move the Dream Act down the field. He just feels he's got to attach other measures like border security to it to make it viable in a Republican-dominated Congress. In any other world, he's the kind of person someone like you would work with to get a bipartisan immigration bill through. Are you worried about having counterparties if you go to Congress?
Look, I think my opponent, Jeff Denham, talks a pretty good game back in the district on a lot of these issues. But at the end of the day, he votes with his party 98% of the time. I think the reality is on immigration, he's released hundreds of press releases. He's talked a good game for years. But in the 8 years he's been in Congress, our immigration problem has gotten a lot worse. And we've seen so many issues happen under his watch. He went to a child detention facility where they're ripping kids away from their families. Some of the worst things we've seen in America since the internment camps of World War II. And he supported them. He praised them. He said he'd feel fine if he had to send his own kids there. So I think you're right. Sometimes he may talk like a moderate, but the reality is the record speaks for itself.
You spoke about comprehensive immigration reform, but the only specific you mentioned was a Clean Dream Act, which would apply to much less than a tenth of the undocumented immigrants living in the United States today. What does comprehensive immigration reform mean to you?
Yeah, well, I think we need to be going back to the bipartisan immigration compromise that existed in 2014, which was something that was co-sponsored by Marco Rubio, Lindsey Graham, not exactly left-wingers. And it did a couple things. It created a path to citizenship for all undocumented immigrants in this country. It put smart border security in place, not a wall. And it fixed our high-skilled immigration problem, which is a huge issue that has kind of gone under the radar. But we make it far too difficult for folks that can contribute significantly to our economy to come in legally. And that was a bill that fixed all those problems. It passed the U.S. Senate with 60-plus votes. President Obama said he would sign it. The only reason that bill is not law today is because a handful of conservative Republicans in the House stood against it. And I think that is the bipartisan template that we should be going forward. Now, the Republican Party has moved far to the right on immigration over the last couple of years. So, we'll see how many folks we're going to be able to get on something like that. But that, to me, is still the template that we should be using. And the only reason that we are not in a world where that is law is because of folks like the member of Congress in my own district who said he supported it until it actually looked like it might pass. And then he flip-flopped on it and said he would vote against it if it came to a vote. And so I think we need people in Congress who are actually going to continue to fight for this Congress, for this community, even when it's politically inconvenient for them.
One of the controversial aspects of that bill on the left was the expanded use of guest worker visas, particularly in fields like tech. The argument against them, as I understand it, when you have workers whose immigration status depends on their job, they are much more vulnerable. Studies show on average in tech, people on guest worker visas get paid less relative to their qualifications. Why not hand out like green cards, put workers on equal footing if the economy needs them?
Yeah, well, I think we should be doing a lot to fix that problem. I think the reality is that bill was a compromise bill. It wasn't perfect and seen as perfect on either side, but it was a bill that got bipartisan support, and it fixed our biggest immigration problem by far, which is the fact that we have over 10 million undocumented immigrants who are contributing to this economy, who are living in the shadows, who need a chance to get right with the law. So I think we need to keep the bigger issues on immigration in mind, and our first priority should be protecting the folks that have contributed here so significantly, who are the fabric of a community like the one we have in the Central Valley.
Seeing an increasing number of Democrats and immigration advocates describe Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, as a law enforcement agency that's really gone rogue. Some Democrats are calling for its abolition. Where do you land on the question of reforming or eliminating ICE?
I think it absolutely needs reform. I think that's ICE is an organization that was created after the September 11th terrorist attacks to keep our community safe. And it had a very clear mission. It had a mission to catch and stop terrorists, to stop child trafficking, to stop drug smuggling. That is a noble mission and a very, very important one to keep communities safe. And unfortunately, it seems to have deviated significantly from that mission, to the fact that today, you know, they are spending so much time ripping kids away from their families. So when I see that, I think, you know, it's an organization that's desperately in need of some significant reforms. I don't believe we should eliminate it, because I think the core ideals that it was created for are still necessary. We do need an organization that is laser focused on stopping drug smuggling, child trafficking, terrorism at our border. But to go from that mission into some of the things that they've been doing lately, I think is just wrong and doesn't reflect the values of the country that I love.
Josh Harder, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much for making the time.
Thank you, Brian.
Josh Harder is a Democrat running to unseat Republican Representative Jeff Denham in California's 10th Congressional District, which covers Modesto and its surroundings. Again, we did reach out to the staff of the Denham for Congress campaign. They declined multiple requests from us to participate in either a debate or a one-on-one interview like this one.